This is Bob Bragg with the Farm News and Views Report for the week of August 21st. The fires on Maui have been a top news story for the past 2 weeks. While the fire's origins are still in question, the 2016 closure of the Hawaii Commercial and Sugar Company, which was the island's last sugar plantation, may have been a factor. Much of the land used to grow sugarcane had been left fallow for several years and had been overtaken by invasive grasses. As residents of the U.S. Great Plains can attest, grass fires are often deadly for livestock and humans. Because fires can travel across the country at 15 miles per hour, depending on wind speeds. Proposition 12 is a California law that sets confinement standards for pigs and poultry, both in the state and for products from those animals that were raised elsewhere and sold in California. The National Pork Producers Council is supporting a bill introduced by Kansas Senator Roger Marshall that would prohibit states from regulating agriculture outside of their borders. And he's pushing to get the bill incorporated into the 2023 Farm Bill. But two animal rights groups, the Center for Humane Economy and Animal Wellness Action, point out that the bill would nullify hundreds of state consumer and farmer protection laws. According to a Purdue University survey, there's not an outpouring of support for this bill. In this country, pigs have been a mainstay of farm livestock since colonial times. A long time ago, they got the nickname of mortgage lifters because they're always profitable for small farm operations. Sows were often housed in small individual buildings on pastures where they gave birth to their piglets, and the pigs were then weaned about 8 weeks of age and moved to an area where they were fed grain rations that would help them to grow to market weight of 225 to 250 pounds. During the late 1950s and 60s, confinement barns became popular, and sows were housed inside where they gave birth to their piglets and remained to be bred again. Farrowing or gestation crates that were about 3 feet wide and 6 feet long were the next development, which reduced the numbers of piglets that were injured or killed by the sow laying down on them. But animal advocates believe that these crates are inhumane and continue to push for legislation that would ban their use in pork production around the country, much like Proposition 12 does in California. Although the U.S. House of Representatives have been working on the 2023 Farm Bill for over a year, they still have a lot of work to do. House Ag Chairman Glenn Thompson is proposing that the congressional leaders should pass legislation to extend the current Farm Bill, which will expire September 30th. Neither the Senate nor the House has produced a draft of the bill for consideration, so they have a lot of work to do on the Farm Bill before the September 30th deadline. According to a CoBank report, after peaking in 2020, sales of plant-based meat alternatives are slipping, and a Purdue University survey with 1,200 consumers in June found that by far, consumers felt that beef from cattle was superior to the alternatives. The survey determined that while consumers remain interested in the concept of plant-based meats, they have concerns about the highly processed products and high prices associated with these alternatives. Robert Louis Stevenson wrote, "Sooner or later, everyone sits down to a banquet of consequences." Until next week, I'm Bob Bragg.